Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, okay, welcome back to another episode. This is basically just our freestyle Q&A topic show that we do for YouTube. Feedback has been so good, so I'm here with O'Sullivan Fitness from Facebook. So Barry's here as my guest. Basically, just kind of talking different topics. Again, the feedback through YouTube, through Facebook has been so good because people kind of like that it's just kind of off the cuff talking. Again, all my fucking videos are off the cuff talking. I don't plan or script anything. That's why I get in fucking trouble when I speak and say shit. But basically, it's kind of off the cuff. So what we're going to do today is talk a little bit on the topic of kind of mentorships in terms of using other people's mistakes to cut your own learning experience and cut your own learning curve. Barry's probably the best person I could get on the show right now and talk about cutting the learning curve, because he's actually in the process himself of transitioning in from personal training or from a full-time job into personal training and making that his full-time job. But even though we're using that as an example, it's, you know, you can use it in all aspects. The same with fitness. I'll give examples for myself, how I cut the learning curve, learning from other people where you get learn from their mistakes. So Barry, talk us just quickly through basically your journey right now, how you're working full-time, making the transition, and how that's going for you.
Yeah, well, like you said, I'm still working another kind of full-time job, but it's a weekend kind of job, and I'm doing overtime in a factory then during the week. So I'm trying to, I suppose, stabilize both the personal training in the mornings, kind of evenings, and then the second job, while, of course, giving as much as I can to the personal training. So then I suppose I'm looking at people like yourself who's been there and done that and made that transition and trying to see how you went about it, what's the easiest way, what you have to do. So I suppose it's just picking up information, listening to the right people, and I suppose even like you said yourself, learning from mistakes you would have made so I don't make the same mistakes. Things like that, they're going to make it obviously as easy as possible for me.
Well, they make the transition so much easier. Like as I said, one of my favorite quotes is, smart people learn from their mistakes, really smart people learn from other people's mistakes.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons I read so many books, is because you're cutting the learning curve on what people have made mistakes in before, particularly autobiographies. You know, you read a fucking Sam Walton who ran Walmart and was $160 billion when he died, Richard Branson. You're cutting the learning curve in whatever aspect of your life it is. It's the same way as you read a good fitness book. You're cutting the learning curve in terms of how to get into good shape. But it's so important that, you know, that you surround yourself with people that can support you on your journey. The reason I'm able to help Barry so much, particularly his position right now, where he's trying to make the jump from, you know, a full-time job into a full-time job in personal training, is because I did that. You know, anyone that knows my backstory, you know that I worked as a primary school teacher for years, and I literally worked my, you know, I'd go to school at 8 o'clock, there are different hours in London, I was working as a teacher in London, the hours are, you need to be in there at 8 in the morning, you need to be gone by 4:30. So I would literally leave school, go straight to the gym for 5:30, take clients, and then come home, go to bed, prep my meals, go to bed, and repeat that Monday to Friday. Like, I made that transition over. You know, it's one of these things that you can literally have, and I've talked about, you know, I put this up on a post on my Facebook, basically going, where you are now is not who you are, or, you know, or it's not where you're going, because the reality is, everyone needs to start from somewhere, because people will see, you know, the likes of, say, I can use myself as, because you're your own best example, people will see me, or they'll see other people that are doing, quote unquote, success, or successful. Success is subjective to each person. Define what success means to you, because it's different. But people see new car, nice house, thriving business. They think successful, you know, and in some people's terms, that is successful, and that's fine. But people don't see what was underneath the iceberg. They don't see the years when you're fucking grinding and you're shit at what you do. Yeah. Like, you know, because everyone comes in now and they go, oh, you're an amazing, you know, online coach, or you're an amazing personal trainer when I was doing that. And I'm like, I was fucking shit starting off. Yeah. I was like, everybody's fucking shit. Like, every master was once a fucking disaster. Like, that's one of those inspirational quotes that always, like, floats around the internet. And it's true, because everyone is fucking shit starting off. You know, I was talking to you this morning, even when you were talking about a class you're starting up. And I was like, you fucking fail faster. I was like, that's how you get good at shit. You know, that's how you get good at business. That's how you get good at fitness. That's how you get good at life, is you fucking fail faster. Yeah. You know, the only difference between, say, a you and a me is I fucking tried more and I failed more and I've learned. Like, the biggest thing you can do, this is the advice I would offer anyone in any aspect of life, is throw as much shit against the fucking wall, see what sticks, and what sticks, double down on it. You know, that's literally the key to any success I've ever had in any of my aspects of life. It was when I was competing, it's what helped me with competing. It was when I was doing my, you know, distance runs, when I did the Tough Mudders and the Spartan races. I found what worked. I found the systems that worked. I found training systems that worked, nutritional plans that worked. And then I fucking doubled down on them. And the way I found them was trying everything. You know, your whole life should be a series of fucking experiments
trial and error.
You know, the more shit you throw against the wall, the more experiments you take, you're going to find what works. You know, people will look, and I've talked about you with you before, and I'm very fortunate. Like, I have what I call a non-job. I love what I do. My job and my life are one and the same. But that's very intentional. You know, even with the programs that I have now, it was literally a case of seeing what stuck. People fed back going, oh my God, this online program is amazing. Or this GA program, you're the only person that's ever done this. You know, and I get it. Because the reality was, I was talking to a coach and he was like, you're the only person I ever know that went from top level GAA to getting a pro card in bodybuilding, fitness modeling, and then back to GAA. And I was like, oh shit, I never thought about that.
Yeah, so I
created a program around that. The Lean Body GAA program is perform better, look better. It's a combination of everything from both worlds because you become an automatic authority because that's what you did. And I didn't realize that. But once that took off, I fucking doubled down on that. You know, I was like, okay, this is helping a shitload of people. Like, I'm going to do more of this. You know, I'm going to make this program better. So it's a case of in every aspect of life, when you find a fitness regimen that works, a nutrition regimen that works, a thing with your business that works, you fucking double down on what works, you know? But you only learn that from throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, I told you this about, like, and I put out more content than anybody, and I'm, you know, I'm a law of reciprocity guy. I know that the more I put out into the universe, the more that comes back because that's how it works. I'm also very, very grateful and will never be take for granted when people are watching my shit and literally paying attention to what I'm saying. Like, that's one thing that you have control on that. And I'm very, very grateful that people are watching this video, listening to this podcast, watching my Snapchat, whatever it is, because they're putting their attention on me. You could be doing fucking anything else, but you're not. You're listening and watching me. And even though I am helping you and I'm trying to support as many people as I can, I'm still very grateful that I'm where your attention is at. You know, that's all I ever wanted. When I started my business first was I just want to help people in this industry because this is what I fucking love to do.
Yeah.
You know, I get up at 5:30 every morning or 6 a.m. the latest and I fucking grind until nighttime because I love what I do. You know, I literally was up yesterday, you know, myself and my head trainer, Paul, overlapped at 5:30 in the morning. I went to bed at 9 p.m. and I was working till 8:45. Like, straight through. I took an hour off to train during the day. I was like, holy shit, it's fucking 8 p.m. You know, or 8:45. And I was still fucking working because I was in a fucking state of flow where you love what you're doing. You know, if you can get into that kind of lifestyle,
You're winning.
You're fucking winning, you know? And like, that's where everything, momentum creates momentum. You know, the reality is, the law of physics, an object at rest will stay at rest until moved by an external force. An object in motion will stay in motion until stopped by an external force. That's literally how it goes. If you get up every fucking morning, I put that on my Facebook yesterday about where you are is not who you are, it's not where you're going. Because if you get up and fucking grind towards the vision of who you want to be, you can fucking have anything. You know, it sounds like the fucking airy fairy, shut the fuck up, Brian, what are you talking about thing? But it's not. The reality is, you're literally an architect of what you want to create.
Exactly.
You just got to fucking reverse engineer it. You know, you're a perfect example because you know, well, I want to be full-time online trainer. I want to be full-time online one-to-one coach. I want to be one of the best in my county, best in my country, best in Europe. That's what you want to be. You fucking reverse engineer that. And how you do that is by surrounding yourself with people that have done that and learning from their mistakes, you know? Like, there's a reason my head trainer, Paul, is now probably one of the best in the fucking country. It's because not only is he amazing at what he does and is able to pick up a load of his own things because he's just naturally like that, he learned from my mistakes. You know, it took me fucking years to figure out some of the shit. Like, people know, if you watched other videos, you know I blew $5,000 on my fucking gym rent in London, had to fucking fish in my couch for fucking money for the bus. Like, that shit's humbling. Like, you know, people are saying, oh, it's amazing that you've got, you know, money in your bank account, a nice car, and a new house, and all this stuff. And I'm like, holy shit, I remember when I had no fucking money.
It wasn't always that way.
It wasn't always that fucking way. I was like, I'm really good with fucking money now because I know what it's like to have none.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm really grateful.
And that was trial and error. Like, you messed up. Like, that was the error. But you learn from it.
And it was a big, like, the reality is that $5,000 has came back to me so many times since because it was the best learning curve I ever fucking learned. Like, because I knew that to get business, you have two pockets. You know, I remember reading in a book, I can't remember whose it was, Richard Branson, and he was talking about you've got your two pockets. And he's like, if your left pocket is all the money coming in and your right pocket's all the money going out, because if your right pocket or left pocket is more full at the end of the day, you're going to stay in business. If it's not, you're going to go out of business. That's what happened to me. I had way more money going out than I had coming in. And I was like, it was fucking horrible. Like, you know, they say you learn more from your failures than you do. Like, failure's your best fucking teacher. Because I learned so much from that experience. Like, I was literally, I had no money. I had no job. I fucking failed at what I did. Like, I had to question everything. Because you literally was like, I was like, I'm going to make this work. And then when you don't,
It knocks you
for fucking six. Yeah. Like, that shit just makes you feel like you're not worthy of anything.
Yeah, you just probably questioned everything then.
Everything. You know, you question the whole lot. You question every decision you've ever made to that point. Yeah. Because no one really understands. I was, at the time, I didn't have a network. I went against the grain. You know, I was living with teachers. All my friends in England were teachers. And they were like, you know, you shouldn't do this. I had one friend who was like, you know what? You should fucking go do this. And he's still one of my best mates.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you go do that. And he always said to me, even when I had to go back and tail between my fucking legs and I had to go back teaching part-time or full-time and when taking clients in the evening, he was like, still think you're going to make that work. Like, you know,
don't forget those people.
You don't forget, man, don't forget those people. He's about to close a fucking 10 million deal in the US. He left teaching and went into sales. Yeah. And it's like, it was because they say you mirror, like it's a mirror thing, and part of what you see in somebody else is what's already within you. And his belief in me was because his belief was in him. That's you
it.
Know.
And he realizes what you were saying there as well. You were in full control of it. You know what I mean? He knew that you could do it, and you could see it in you that you were willing to put the steps in place to do it.
That's exactly what happened. And it's sometimes it's a case of, like, I love that, I don't know, the Nietzsche's quote where he's like, you need to be able to see, you know, the best people you can surround yourself with are the people that can see the larger vision of you before you can see it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fucking beauty. If you surround yourself with those people who see the larger vision for you, you're onto a fucking winner. That's who your network should be, not your fucking Boston crabs who are like fucking pulling you back when you're trying to excel into another level. And I know this, I've lost fucking loads of friends along the way. Like, people are like, oh, he's a fucking dick, he's a big shot now. I'm like, big shot? I'm like, because I'm not meeting you for drinks every Friday and Saturday night. I'm like, I got shit to fucking do. Yeah. I like, you know, I've got fucking work to do. I've got a little girl to look after. I was like, fuck you and your drinks for Friday if you're going to think I'm a dickhead because I can't meet you. They're not your fucking friends. You know, I've got friends. I've got a friend who lives about 40 minutes from me. I haven't seen him since Holly was born. He's still one of my best friends. And he always will be. Because you can go years without seeing him because he knows I'm doing my shit. He's doing his shit. And he's like, we'll meet up when we meet up, and it'll be like we'd never
there was no difference.
It was like there was no difference. They're your fucking friends, you know. The other people are acquaintances who will support you when you support them, you know. When it's good for them to have you around, they'll, you know, with for a drinking buddy or a party animal or whatever it is that you want, they're not fucking friends, they're acquaintances, and they're going to pull you back. Like, I love, have you heard the Boston Crabs about, like, I think it's Boston Crabs, and I love telling this. It's like, literally, you have, I think it's the Boston Crabs, where you don't have to put a lid on the crabs because every time one tries to climb, the others pull them back in.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible.
They're happy when you're at their level, but when you start to do very well, they're like, oh, hold on a second. Like, they don't really like that. Like,
hold on a fucking second. That's what happened. Yeah. And it's so funny because me and Paul had this conversation, me and you were about to have it now, that it's funny because when you're trying to break out and excel, that's when people pull you back because you're still around their level and they feel they can pull at you. What happens when you get to a certain point is you've moved so far fucking past them, they don't even bother anymore. They've now seen you at another level and they're like, oh yeah, cool, I knew he'd do it. Like, that's how people are. And you need to know when you're making that change initially, because I get it, because I had that failure and had that low point. When you're making that change initially, people are going to try and fucking pull you back. That's what they do. It's human nature. You got to know that you have to have your envision in mind. Like, the reality is that vision needs to be so fucking clear to you, you can see that shit before you've ever had it. You know, everything I ever have right now is a manifestation of the visions I had. You know, as I talked about this in another video and I talked about it in post, that the reality is everything you have in your life currently is a result of the actions you've taken, you know? And the actions you've taken are a result of the manifestations of the thoughts you put in your head. Literally, you want what you want. You want a different life? Put different thoughts in your head, which will create different actions, which creates a different life.
Everything you have. It's that simple,
isn't it? It's that fucking simple. Find the source, fix the problem. You know, if you're not happy with your current situation, you're not happy with your relationship, you're not happy with your job, you're not happy with your physique, fucking go back to the source. You know, there, what you have now, and I'm not saying it to say you need to have a better life. This is for the people that were there and that aren't happy where they are, because I was there and I would have killed for this fucking advice 5 or 6 years ago when I made the change. Yeah. Because instead of fucking feeling sorry for myself, if somebody just said, the reason you are where you are now is because of the actions you took, which is the result of the thoughts you put in your head. And I get that, because I did what everybody did. I went out at weekends and I got fucked off my face. And I, you know, listened to podcasts that only talked about Ronaldo and Messi in the top fucking... And that's great. You know, I had a season ticket at Arsenal. I was a massive... And I am a massive footy fan. I don't even know where we are in the league now. Yeah. Like,
But again, you don't regret that either, because you've learned from that. You know what I mean? You realised... By doing those things, you're kind of like, this isn't helping me, you know, but you've no regrets in terms of doing those certain things, because again, that's curved who you are now to a certain extent, exactly. Even the mess ups you've made.
Oh, 100%. Well, the reality is your failures are your best teacher. But one of my favorite quotes of all time, and I can't even remember who it's from. I think it's Winston Churchill. It's like, no, it's not Winston Churchill. It's when you find yourself on the side of the majority, you need to pause and reflect. And yeah. I was doing what everybody else did. I was literally coming home from work every day. I may go to the gym. I'd come home, I'd overeat like everybody, I'd watch TV, I'd go to bed, get up, go to work, go out at weekends and get fucked off my face. Like, that's what I did. That's what everybody did. And that's why I had the same life as everybody else, you know? But that was a result of the thoughts I was putting in my head, which influenced the actions I took, which influenced the life that I had. Looking back now, like they always say, like Steve Jobs' quote, you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. Right now, looking back, I can fucking see that. I was like, the reasons that I didn't have what I had then, and the reason I fucked up and made shit in my business was, I wasn't putting the right things into my fucking head. Like, now, I read more than I ever read. I'd say I read a total of 10 books before 2013. Like, probably, maybe 11, you know, in my whole fucking life. I've read 10 books in the last 2 months. Like, I'll try and read 3 to 4 books every week. Like, that's how much every waking fucking minute. You see me because I have headphones in.
The
like,
whole time.
You know, the whole time. I'm like, I'll come down and Barry will be working on the laptop and I'll be like, I'll catch you in 20 minutes. I just want to finish this audiobook.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what's putting thoughts into my head. You know, the only difference, and I love the other fucking all quotes today, like, the only difference between the great players and the good players are what the great players do in the off season. You know, exactly. What you do when you're no one's fucking looking, what you're doing and putting into your mind on those fucking times is what's going to define where you go. You know, it's the same as you're secret eating and you're eating shitty foods and taking all the hormonal and physiological stuff out of it. I'm not going to turn this into a nutrition or diet episode because I have loads of shit up on that. But, like, the reality is if you're eating cakes when no one's looking, that's on you. You know, that's what you're doing when no one's looking. Like, that's the fucking truth. And that's the reality.
It's character, nearly.
It's the character. Like, if you're sitting watching fucking 4 hours of TV, like, don't tell me you don't have fucking time.
Yeah.
Like there's a... This is on my Snapchat today. Like, this is banned in our fucking house where you can't say I don't have time, because everyone has time. It's just not a priority. And that's not a... There's nothing wrong with that, you know? But there's a big difference between saying I don't have time and it's not a priority. Because the reality is you have the same fucking 24 hours as everybody else. And I'm not saying that to be a fucking motivational speak. The same 24 hours. Do what you do in your 24 hours. But it's fucking truth. Like, you do. So what you do is you have the time. You're just not making it a priority. You know? And I know that because it's the same. And, you know, getting into even the person side of it. People are always saying, it's a nice... People are like, well, why don't you have a partner? Why don't you have a girlfriend? And I'm like... It's not a priority. It's not. I've got my little girl. She's my priority. My business is my next priority.
Yes,
Every minute I'm not working on my business, I'm with my little girl. That's because that's my priority. My priorities right now are those two things. Putting a roof over her head, building my business because I do what I love, and making sure that I'm there for her and a good dad for her and being able to support her in every way that I can. That's the priority. You know, instead of me saying, I don't have time for a girlfriend or I don't have time for a partner or whatever it is. It's literally like, it's not a priority right now.
That's how you'd find time management and priorities are so tied in together.
They're the same thing. I think they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think the reality is you fucking ask yourself, you have the same time as everybody else. You know, the only difference between me and a lot of other people is I get up at 5:30 every day because I got to get shit done. Like, and that's not a knock, and I'm not, and I hate the wankers on fucking Instagram and Facebook going on 5 a.m. fucking club, getting shit done, rise and grind. Like, I hate those fucking dickheads. But like, I get up at 5:30 because I have shit to do and everyone else is asleep. I can get it done without distraction. So I get up at 5:30 and do it. That's why I do it, and I feel better and it works for me, you know? But that's not may not be work for everyone else. Like people say, well, it doesn't count if you don't do it at fucking 5 a.m. It does. It's the same fucking thing. If you do it at 7 p.m. or 5 a.m, it's the same fucking job you're getting done as long as you're getting it done. So don't be a fucking social media dickhead telling everyone to get up at fucking 5 a.m. because that's what you do. Like, that's not, that's what each person can do, and if it works for them and you're getting the results, it doesn't matter what fucking time you do it.
Yeah.
But the reality is priority and time are the same thing. Like, you need to... But there's a massive thing that can happen in your brain when you just stop thinking you don't have time for shit. It's not a priority. And I'm not... This isn't a knock on people.
It's the world's biggest excuse, though, isn't it?
It is. And the reality is, like, the only difference between fucking quote-unquote winners and losers is losers find an excuse for everything, yeah. You know?
That's something I found recently in the last even few months trying to learn from you and kind of see where you've gotten. That's not an excuse I can use anymore. And something a year ago I would have used. I'm like, oh, I didn't have time. And then I stop and I think for a second and I'm like, well, actually, you did have time. What were you doing earlier? You were on Facebook for an hour. What about that hour you were on Facebook? Or, you know, you were on your phone, you know, something like that. There is time, like, you know, or sometimes when people say to me, like, oh, they're not training these days. And I'm saying, why? And they're like, they don't have time. And I'm like, do you have a half hour in the evening? It's 4% of your day.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, shit. You know, so you really isn't, time's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse on any aspect.
Especially if, like you said, if you want to reach your goal, you're going to have to make the time regardless.
Yeah. But that's it. You prioritize it. Yeah. You know, like that's the only difference between people that, you know, have an amazing physique or have an amazing business or have an amazing relationship or whatever it is. They prioritize whatever that target or the goal is. You know, if you want to be in an amazing relationship with somebody, you put the time into the relationship. Yeah. You want to have a successful business or climb higher in your job, you put the time into it. You want to have an amazing physique, you put the time into it. You can be smart as well. Like, you can be a busy fool. Like, you know, like, that's, don't get me wrong, you know, be fucking smart and cut your fucking learning curve where you can.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is, I spend probably more money than anybody on mentorships and masterminds and business seminars and things like that because it cuts my fucking learning curve.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, if I can learn from them, they've been there. You know, it's the same way as people in my online program. You know, you're 6-12 weeks in an online program with me, or, you know, you're learning 15 years worth of stuff combined into fucking 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fucking shitload of a learning curve that you're closing.
Yeah.
Like, and that's an investment in you. You're getting that time back elsewhere because you're not wondering and trial and erroring. That's why it's so important on every aspect. I'm not saying go sign up for my online program, it's amazing, sell. Like, anybody that's really good at what they do, there's amazing coaches out there, there's some shit coaches out there too, but get a good and amazing coach, get a program, because you're going to learn from their experience.
Someone you like and you believe in.
That's key. You know, you got to buy into the person. And this is the same as everyone. Like, the people I'm in mentorships with and that I work with business-wise are people I bought into because I'm like, well, one, you've got the fucking results, you know, because you have a certain income, you have a track record, like, and I like you, you know? Yeah. Like, it's the same as, like, because I'm very extreme, I understand that I'm going to spit people. Like, you're either going to probably love me or hate me and think I'm the biggest fucking dickhead in the world. And I get that.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't give a fuck about that, because the reality is, I've talked about this before, with the exception of my inner circle of people, everything else is opinion. And the reality is, I decided a long time ago that every fucking thought that ever been has been is an opinion, and every fucking thing that's ever been questioned is a perspective of where that person is.
Yeah.
You know, when you start living your life that way, it's very fucking freeing. But it's one of those cases, like, I love, I remember watching a video with Elliot Hulse before. Elliot massive helped me so much when I was getting things started about 18 months ago. And he was talking about the bird in the sky, like, and how the bird would sing in the sky and its perspective, and how one person would wake up in the morning and be like, oh, bird, you have a beautiful song, fucking made my morning, I'm so happy. And the bird just like, you know what, fuck it, cool, I'm gonna keep singing because I'm a bird. And somebody else comes out and goes, fuck you, bird, you woke me in the morning, you know, and throws a fucking stone at the bird. And he's like, oh, okay, well, fuck you, man, but I'm gonna keep singing because I'm gonna do what I'm doing, because birds fucking sing. That's what birds do, you know. Find out who you are, what it is that drives you, and then fucking do that, because you're gonna get hate, you know. Aristotle, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. Like, because I get more hate than fucking anybody. You can just scroll through my fucking comments. Like, you scroll through me with this fucking guy, the dickhead, telling me to take this and this. And I'm like, the fucking, don't take branched-chain amino acids. And I don't give a fuck if you take branched-chain amino acids. Like, I'm just telling you that they work for me and hundreds of people I've worked with.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the way people are. They have an opinion and you can't let that in. You know, it and you've made reference, and other people have made reference that go, you're bulletproof. You know, and I've said it before, it's not a case, because words aren't fucking bullets. Yes. Words are opinions. Opinions fucking change, you know? So if you're getting hate from somebody, that's the opinion of that time and that moment in life at that time. You know, opinions change.
That's all it is.
That's all it fucking is. Yeah. And everything else is a perspective of where they are. You know, like even when you share your targets and your goals and your dreams with people, you're sharing it with people whose perspective may be limited. If they tell you you can't do something, that's their perspective at the time. You know, that has nothing to do, and people will, because I told people, like I left my teaching job and went to try to make my personal training business work full time. And now I have a non-job in a life that I love and a business that's thriving with people that I work with that I love. But people told me you couldn't fucking do that because from their perspective, it was stupid. You know,
yes.
You know, you can't leave a good 9-to-5 job that you've got long holidays and good pay. Like, that's stupid.
Because it's not the norm as well, you know.
It's not the norm. You're going against fucking society, yeah. You know. When you're letting society dictate where you go, you may as well have fucking resigned yourself that you're never going to have what you want. Like, I woke up, and I'm not saying this to be a preachy or braggy, but I woke up one morning and was literally like, I wasn't put in this world to pay bills and fucking die. Like, I was like, I need to do something more. The only difference between me and the person that hasn't quote-unquote made it is subjective again, like, is they let something stop them. You know, you listened to the shit. Like, somebody told you you couldn't do it and you fucking listened to them. You know,
yeah.
That's the only difference. The only fucking difference between the people that have and the people that have not is they listen to people that said they fucking couldn't do it. You know, and I get that. With the exception of my mum, who's my biggest fan and has pushed me and is the reason I have what I have and am where I am. But I heard it from other people, like people as close as my dad, other family members who are like, oh, so you shouldn't do that. Like, you know, because you're going against the fucking grain. You know, if I listened to them, I wouldn't have what I have now.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be doing this fucking video. I wouldn't be putting out this content. I wouldn't be making the world a better place in quote unquote. I try and make it a better place because I give out more information because I want, if I had that shit when I was 19, 20, 21, I would have given anything for it.
Yeah.
You know, so be the change you want to see. The reason I put out so much fucking content and so much shit is because I didn't have that, you know? And I'm like, if you can learn from me, that'd be amazing because it's my way of reciprocity to the world. You give shit to the universe, you know, Zig Ziglar's quote, you want to get what you want out of life, just help people get what they want. Like, that's literally how it is. If you can make the world a better place, you're going to make a living doing that, you know? You become a fucking man of value as opposed to a man of, what's the quote, Paul? Man of value? Oh, you become a man of value. Like, basically, when that's the case and you're valuable to people, you are going to make a living doing what you love. You know, the only fucking difference is not listening to the people that said you couldn't do it. You know, that's the only difference. And you're going to have that, and I'm sure you've had it, and now you're working past it, and
exactly.
I can see it in you.
It's that self-doubt at first, but then
everybody has that.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like, everyone has that fear. Everyone has that self-doubt. Like, the only fucking difference is the people that have the fear don't let it stop them. That's
yeah.
The only difference.
And that can be in any facet of life, not just your career, like, you know, where you want to get, like, you know, even talking about me doing a show, stuff like that, you're kind of like, there's nothing stopping you. A lot of the time it's yourself, it's
yeah.
The self-doubt that gets you, but other voices as well kind of add to that, I find. But
they cement it.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
Reinforce the doubts you already have.
That's it. It's like
know?
We say, like, the day you stop caring what other people think is like the day, you know, you kind of change your
you've probably seen it in me.
Yeah,
you know?
Hugely.
Like, it's a massive thing. Like, the reality is, I'm aware that my life, I put so much out there, so much of my ideas, so much of my thoughts, so much of my opinions and perspectives, because that's all anything fucking is an opinion and perspective. And people will come back and be like, you're a dickhead, or whatever it is. And they'll hate and go, oh, he's fucking wrong. He shouldn't be saying this or he shouldn't be saying that. I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to say what I want.
Yeah.
Like that's the fucking difference, you know, because you get a liberating feeling where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking say. And the reality is, and I'm the first one to say, opinions and perspectives, everything I have on training, everything I have on nutrition, everything I have on supplementation, everything I have on fucking life is an opinion and a perspective of this moment in time. You know, they change. You know, Charles Munger, who's one, I'm reading his book at the minute, he's Warren Buffett business partner, worth $1.6 billion, literally has a quote that every year you should give up one of your best ideas. Like, because you literally take it in more information and be like, oh, like I once thought all you had to do to grow muscle was to do high volume. I don't believe that anymore. Because some people it works for and others it doesn't. Like, to the man with a hammer, the whole world looks like a fucking nail. Like, when you have one way of doing things, everything looks like a fucking nail. And that's the way you do it. You know, everything's an opinion and perspective. So when you people come out and go, that's fucking wrong, I'm like, well, this is an opinion and perspective at this moment in time. Show me different and I will change it. I do that with everything. That's how, yeah. If you can have that, like the reality is, Bruce Lee's always talking about the cup. Like every time you speak to somebody perceived higher than you, into your fucking cup. Like, because your cup of knowledge, and you should be able to take in the information they're giving. You know, the usefulness in a cup is its emptiness. Like a full cup isn't worth shit to anybody. You know, you can't use a fucking full cup, you know. So when you're speaking to people who are quote unquote ahead of you or where you want to be, empty your fucking cup and listen to them. And I do that. It's why I change perspectives. You've seen me when I went from my competing and living that lifestyle and doing shit that was fucking up my health and fucking up my body and all the other stuff. And that changed because my perspective changed. Yeah. You know, my goals changed, my why changed. You know, my daughter came along and that became my why, you know, and it was no longer about me anymore and I had to stop being so fucking selfish. Yeah. But the reality is my perspective changed, my opinions changed, and my lifestyle changed as a result. And that's the thing, is people get so tied to their idea. You know, they're married to it. Yeah. You know, and this is the problem sometimes with like online people, is because you put shit out there, you feel like you gotta stick with that. Yeah. You gotta be the carb cycling guy. You gotta be the keto guy. You gotta be the IFYM. You gotta be the have Coca Pops post workout. You gotta be the fucking, you know, have alcohol once a week. You'll be fine. You'll burn through it as your energy levels. Because you put it out there, you feel like you gotta stick to it. That's probably the only fucking difference you'll see between me and a lot of others, is I'll change my fucking opinion. Yeah. Like, if you give me enough examples or research, or I'll trial it, because I'm always experimenting with shit. Like, I'm always trialing different supplements and trialing different foods and trialing different training. And I experiment with it and go, oh, actually, this works better here. I will say it. And I'll go, well, I believed that before and I don't believe it anymore. Like, yeah. the fitness lifestyle, the competitive. Everything was geared towards becoming the best in the world at muscle model, fitness model, and competing in that circle and doing that. That means nothing to me now. Now, my whole perspective and opinion and everything is building a fucking life for myself where I can put a roof over my daughter's head and consistently put food in her mouth and support her in every aspect that I can as a dad. That's my goal and my dream now. That wasn't my goal and dream 2 years ago, because things have changed, you know? And that's the only difference. And I'm not saying, because there's loads of people out there that will change their opinions, they're the people you should follow. Like, because the reality is, if somebody can come out and say, I've changed my opinion, you know, I don't believe that anymore, it means that they're progressively moving forward. If you're fucking married to an idea and you're one of those people, you're like, keto's the only way you can lose weight, fucking stay away from those people. Yeah. Like, that's a fucking hammer nail, you know? Yeah. Just be aware of that, because it's a horrible way to go through life in general, because you're going to be miserable tied to ideas. This is why I read, because it opens up my perspective. It's why I try and meet with my mentors regularly. It's why I try and do these things, because they move my limitations forward, because limitations are self-created. Every limitation you have, you've created it. It's in your own mind. It's not a real thing. You know, you talk 100 years ago that we put a man on the fucking moon. When you think about that, that we literally took somebody on this planet and put them to another fucking planet. You know, when you think of bending pieces of metal and flying them over oceans, we've done that. You talk walking into a fucking room and having the whole room light up at a flick of a switch. That shit was impossible, quote unquote, impossible years, hundreds of years ago, because people's limitations couldn't see that vision. So when you have a vision in your head, you stick to it. Because if fucking Thomas Edison had fucking given up on the vision of creating the light bulb, we'd be still fucking reading and eating shit by candlelight. Like, because his vision was bigger than the reality. And that's when you're working towards what you want and working towards the life you want, your vision needs to be bigger than your reality at all times. And then you work towards it. You don't let the doubt creep in. You don't let the fear creep in and consume you. Let it in and then let it out for what it is, because you keep moving forward regardless. You know, where you are now is not where you're going to be. You know, keep that vision in mind and do everything to work forward towards it. Just want to say a massive thank you to my guest, Barry O'Sullivan. So if you're not following Barry, where's the best place for people to reach you?
So O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook, O'Sullivan Fitness on Instagram, and VOSully92 on Snapchat.
Nice. Okay, so if you're not following Barry, go check him out. Some great stuff on there, particularly his recipes and his photos of his food. He's absolutely gifted on that. So go check out his Instagram and Facebook particularly. So thanks for listening, guys. Catch up with you soon. It's